And you know what I mean? The thing that turn around and...
An axe grinder.
Okay. And what would you put in a pistol?
A bullet.
Any other name for that?
Oh, a slug maybe? Yeah.
What about, you know those, before they had ballpoint pens so much, there's one kind of a pen that had a little cylinder of ink you'd put in it?
Mm-hmm.
You called that the...
Cartridge. Oh, okay. Cartridge, yeah. Right.
And
hadn't thought of that.
Say if a wagon wheel was squeaking, you say you had to...
Oil it.
Or...
Lubricate it.
Or what's a more common way of saying that? What do you have to have done to your car?
Greased.
Okay, so you say you have to... To what, your car?
Grease the car. Okay. Have the car greased, I think I would say.
Or yesterday somebody...
Greased the car.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
Would you ever say greasy?
I don't think so.
How does that sound to you?
It doesn't sound... I've heard people say that that sounds funny to them, but it doesn't sound funny to me. It doesn't make any impression one way or the other on me. But I've heard people make great fun of somebody saying greasy. But it doesn't sound funny to me, no.
You identify yourself as being very Southern? Do you think of...
No.
What do you think of... Do you think of this as the South here?
Well, of course it is, but I don't think of it as the South in the same way you would if you were out in the country in Mississippi or Alabama or someplace. Or even in another city, like Jackson. If I lived in Jackson, Mississippi, I would think I was much more in the South than I would if I were here. Or in a place like Houston or Atlanta, for example.
Why don't you think of New Orleans? Why does New Orleans not think of itself as so Southern?
Well, I'm not sure I know. I guess it's maybe a different heritage.
The French, you mean?
Yeah, the French and, I guess the French and Spanish influence.
Well, the high school I went to, at the pep rallies and stuff, bring out the Confederate flag, and not officially, but, you know, the senior class would see someone would get a big Confederate flag, and they'd play Dixie, you know, and people would get, more strongly about the Confederate flag, you know, that was a real important symbol. Was that and I noticed, you know, around in different areas, you know, seeing the Confederate flag on people's cars and things like that. Did when you were growing up, was that?
To some extent, yes, but it never was that. Where I went to school, I don't think they would have even permitted that to happen.
Was it
really
a very strict school?
Yeah. No, I don't think that would not have been seen as something, that wouldn't have been done at all. No. But a lot of people had Confederate flags on their cars and things like that. Yeah, you did see some of it. I'm not saying that it's totally absent, but I don't think people here have the same feeling for the Confederacy and that kind of thing as they do maybe in other, more rural parts of the South.
What about hostility toward the North?
I don't think that exists very much here. Not among people I know.
Mm-hmm. Something that children would play on. You take a board and go up and down like this.
A seesaw?
Any other names for that?
No, I don't know any other.
You saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Playing on the seesaw. I don't think I'd say they were seesawing.
And you might take a board and fix it down at both ends. Kind of like a trampoline. Children stand in the middle and jump up and down. You call that a...
I don't think I've ever seen that.
And you could take a board and fix it down in the middle. It's been around and